Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I am Glenn the Geek from the Rolex Kentucky 3-day event, and it is Cross Country Day!
Yay! I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, sitting here in Lexington, Kentucky, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for April 30th, 2011, episode 131, sponsored by Omega Alpha. Good morning, Horse World.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our third day of coverage here at the Rolex Kentucky 3-day event here at the Kentucky Horse Park. It is an absolutely beautiful day. It is about 50 degrees out. It's going to be 70-some today. It should be absolutely perfect for the cross-country riders. I think the ground has dried out a little. There's only been one minor, tiny little course change. They've dropped one of the jumps on the
Sunken Road
by 5 centimeters, and Clayton's going to be joining us here in a little bit. I'm going to ask him how much 5 centimeters matters. And I realize when you're talking certain things, it matters a lot, but we're talking jumps here.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk
about... I'm surrounded by boys right now. I can't even comment.
And Clayton's going to be so happy he joined the morning show this morning, I can tell you that. Well, we have just sat down with us is Clayton Fredericks, who is now sitting in 10th place, I believe, at this point. Good morning, Clayton.
Morning. How are you?
Good. Now, this is a little different than that eventing radio show, okay?
This
is a light and lively fun show over here.
I thought that was yesterday.
You did have some good times there last night.
Yeah.
That was the funniest 10 minutes I've ever heard on the eventing show.
You know,
this is Denny sent down.
You know, he's very good value, isn't he? Yeah. I think he was a bit disappointed I didn't give him some serious answers to his questions. Not to worry.
So how do you feel the course is going to go today? And does that 5 centimeters matter?
Well, personally, I don't think that particular adjustment to the course was very significant. In fact, if anything, it might encourage some of the riders to go a little bit faster into the sunk road. So, I don't know. Jury's out on that one, I see.
Is the sunken road, do you know, still have water in it this morning?
I wasn't up early enough to go and walk the course yet because I'm not on till 2 o'clock, so I'm trying to keep fairly relaxed this morning. I have been for a ride, so I know that the ground certainly under the horse's feet was a lot better today than it has been. So fingers crossed that'll make a big difference. But my biggest worry really is the accumulation of effect of the ground over the whole course. There's still some patchy spots down in the valleys, and that's really going to probably mean that we see some tired horses coming home. So riders really will have to have their minds in gear the whole way round and be pretty open-minded about how their horse is going and really feel what they've got underneath them and, make the appropriate decisions during the course.
Now, does going later in the day make you a little bit nervous about the footing or you just have to feel it out?
Well, I think if anything, we've got still fine weather. There's still a bit of a breeze blowing out there. So going later in the day should mean that it firms up even more. So... no, I'm not, and there's not that many runners that you can't still probably find a little bit of fresh ground.
Track,
so that's what I'd be looking for, really. And it's nice to go later in the day because you do get a chance to see how things ride and that sort of thing. But it also has the disadvantage of sometimes putting a little bit of doubt in your mind about the way I always prefer a lot of the time to walk the course, make my own decisions, and then sort of stick to my you know, how I felt the thing would ride. And it's nice if watching the course confirms, you know, what your own thoughts were about the course. But sometimes it can confuse you a little bit because things go completely different. But, you know, you just got to keep an open mind and think about what horse you're riding. That's the main thing.
And, of course, we've had a lot of rain here for those that haven't tuned in earlier, and that's why all the discussion about the footing and everything, we've had like 15 inches of rain the last 2 weeks. Now, they were the one of the obstacles that, or one of the areas that was really flooded was the head of the lake, the water obstacle out there. I keep calling them obstacles because I was in driving mode last week.
Good job.
Well, yes, thank you. The water jump last over there at the head of the lake, they were pumping water out of it again yesterday, I saw. And it looks like the water level has come down a good bit to a manageable level in the lake at this point.
I want to ask you, too, do you watch the riders go ahead of you? Do you watch them on the screens? Do you watch and see how the ride is going for them? Or do you tune it out? Do you not watch how the water jump is riding?
No. Exactly what I'll try to find is a place where I can see the action and... of course, watch. You can really learn from what goes on. It doesn't always give you a great appreciation for the pace of that the riders are coming at the fences on the TV. So what I will do is I'll probably watch the first hour or so this morning. Then I'll go out and walk my course while the horses are actually riding around, so I can see it in live. And
an advantage to being later in the day.
There is an advantage
for that one.
There is an advantage.
Absolutely. Well, so I guess the question and the reason you're here is these saddles are fantastic. And are you riding in your saddles?
Yeah, of course.
Well, tell them what it is. Tell them what it is.
Southern Star Saddlery.
I don't know where you got that name.
It started from my own. Ideas years ago. I was probably riding in some saddles and helping people to sell them to my own clients and that sort of thing. And I wasn't really getting that much reward for doing that. So I sort of thought, well, you know, we were selling probably between 10 and 20 saddles a year to clients and friends and all the rest of it. And then I thought, well, maybe I should start looking at designing our own range, and so we started playing around with a saddle designer and worked on it, starting with the jumping saddle and then eventually going to the dressage saddle. And what we did really was to have in mind, I always felt that your position on the horse was absolutely vital, but the saddle also needed to fit the horse very comfortably. And although you do get a lot of talk about saddle fitting, and you know the saddle fitters will tell you that they have to have 10 adjustments every year, and you know, but these are fairly very flat design against the horse's back, so they fit most horses very, very well. Of course, the biggest problem with horses, especially the event horses, is that you know you start season on with quite a round unfit horse, and then by the time you get to the competition they've lost a lot of weight and they're slim. So it's important to have something, a saddle that's a very flat fit that of course we probably end up using a few pads underneath them eventually, but a busy yard like ours, we can't really afford to have all these saddles bespoke to every horse. So we wanted something that was very versatile, that could fit a range of different horses, and that's why the design we've come up with.
And then you made the decision, which most people have to really think about, and that's going into business with your brother doing this.
Oh, Lord.
So,
Let's
introduce him quick.
Sorry. Well, he's my brother, Kelvin Fredericks. Kelvin Fredericks. Good morning, Kelvin.
Yeah, good morning, Kelvin. Come right up against the mic. There you go.
That was a pretty easy decision. You know, we got so busy with the saddles and the business of it that I just didn't have time. You know, I really still had to.
Oh, you had that little thing riding horses too. Yeah.
I had to focus on, you know, what I'm supposed to be good at, and you know, so I did need help. And I think Kelvin was just in a you know, in a situation where he was ready to do something on his own business, and he comes from a marketing. Marketing background and economic, you know, degree. So he's on the ideas, and he's the brains to put the mechanics together to make it work.
Idea guy and the detail guy.
I think Clayton's a little. I think Clayton's a pretty good businessman too. So
yeah, you guys are everywhere. I mean, between Team Fredericks .com, you guys don't you do the Horse Country Television?
Yeah,
you do the. Your Facebook page is incredibly active. I looked at your Facebook page this morning because I might be a fan. And I love that somebody wrote, "I wish they were my parents."
That got a grimace.
Sure did.
Kelvin, tell us, you know, what's the reaction been to the saddles within the... First of all, there's dressage saddles and eventing saddles and jumping saddles.
And pony saddles.
Yeah. And pony saddles.
Nice.
Yeah, we have... we've just launched our first pony jump saddle here at Rolex. And our introduction into the States came a little bit quickly. I set up a booth last year purely because of Lucinda's win in 2009.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get these opportunities to present after a win all the time. So, we jumped on a plane and bought a heap of gear, and it was a really successful show for us. And it does help to be able to sell the story that we have. The saddles have had lots of successes, a couple of World Cup wins, a couple of Olympic medal wins, badminton, Burley. And I think my biggest job is just getting people to sit in the saddle. We've now got a agent in Texas who started with me last year, and we have got the sign up that we're looking for other agents here in the States. And I think it's a really good approach that we've got, because people can see the results that the saddles have achieved. And I think coming from a rider base of teachers, with Clayton and Lucinda doing clinics everywhere. So, you know, it's a good story. They teach, and their saddles have been designed also to put the rider in the right position.
Yeah, and I think what's great about the saddles, what I want to hear more about, is like, I have a warm blood and a thoroughbred, and I'm in the market for a saddle, and it's impossible. I mean, you can't buy a saddle for every horse that you ride and have it fit and then go through their entire fitness level because their back changes shape. So I think it's important what you were saying about the fact that this saddle can fit multiple horses. I mean, if Clayton Fredericks and Lucinda Fredericks can do it in their barn, I can certainly do it in mine. So talk a little bit more about that and how versatile the saddle is.
Okay, well, the tree of the saddle is a poly injection molded tree. So it's a plastic tree. It works on the technology that's been developed that allows the saddle to be heated with an infrared lamp, and that then gives us the ability to change the gullet sizes. The saddles also have flocking envelopes in them, so if finer adjustments do need to be made, the saddles can be flocked also. I think it's in Australia, it's very, you know, one rider, one horse, maybe two horses, whereas in the UK, you know, and maybe over here, you have the barns where your rider's riding multiple horses. So we've had to make the saddle totally adjustable for that one-on-one situation that, people believe that they need a custom fit, but at the same time, flexibility. And what a lot of people have told us that they like is, you know, lots of people are changing horses as well. And, you know, they'll send the saddles back for a readjustment to fit a different horse. So, I think it's giving versatility into the product, and that's the technology that's around. And so we went with the latest technology that we could do in this generation. And this is our fourth generation in saddles now.
Well, let's not forget that, you know, Clayton wouldn't ride in one that wasn't good-looking either. So these are good-looking saddles.
Yeah, I think they are. You know, the leather's really, really nice. They're very comfortable. With deliberately got a section in the middle that's a heavier leather, because of the wear, you know, that wears a lot better. I mean, we do hammer the saddles. I mean,
yeah.
You know, day in, day out, our saddles are probably getting, you know, 12 rides in them, and they go out in all weathers as well. So, yeah, it's important to have a saddle that lasts, but also something that's really comfortable, because I'm sitting in this, you know, for normally probably 8 hours a day, you know, and yeah, although I've probably got a little bit of a hardened backside, but it's still important to have something comfortable.
A little calloused butt.
Well, I know you have to get out on court.
Don't ask me to show, although it is radio, so I suppose we could do that.
Yeah. That happened yesterday. What's the price range, real quick, before I let you go?
We range starting at around $24.95, ranging up to just under the $3,000 mark.
Okay.
So price wise, you know, they're very competitive.
Yeah.
And you know, I suppose because we do sell a full range of gear, bridles, girths, we're quite good at doing the package deal. So I'm happy to talk to anyone on the booth.
I'll see you in about. How long is this show?
So, Clayton, I know you have to get back out there. I wanted to comment. Is that shiny thing you're looking at right now from 2007?
Yeah, just checking the time. That is from 2007.
And what he's looking at is every winner of the Rolex Kentucky 3-Day event gets a brand-new shiny Rolex watch, and you were from 2007 the winner, and he's wearing his watch. So what we're hoping for you is that there's one on the other arm by the end of tomorrow.
Yeah, well, Lucinda's got one as well, so I don't know. The bids are out for who's going to get the third one, if I'm lucky enough.
Well, Clayton, good luck today. Ride safe, and we'll see you in jumping tomorrow.
Thank you. Hopefully we're all smiling at the end of today.
Yeah, I'm sure you will be. Thank you, Clayton. And, Calvin, thank you so much. Jamie will be over later.
Yeah, that'll be great. Thanks very much.
Good morning to my husband.
www.southernstarsaddlery.com.
That's southernstarsaddlery.com for those of you that don't understand Australian. So, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, guys. See, I don't do the accent when I'm face-to-face.
Yeah, I noticed you whipped out on that.
My Australian accent is
Clayton
fantastic.
Clayton sitting here, you're not doing it.
No, I'm not. I'm definitely not. I wanted to reach over and touch his shiny watch. Closest I'm ever going
to
get.
To a Rolex, yeah. Well, this we wanted to go over the leaderboard, actually. Tiana Kudre is the leader after Dressage. She is a lovely 22-year-old, I believe. And she's very sweet. She was on the Venting Radio Show last night.
The press conference was fun because she was so excited. The first thing they do is they introduce her. They're like, Tiana Kudre, the leader here at Rolex Kentucky. They give it through the whole thing. And I got to ask the first question. I was like, how does it feel to hear somebody say that? She's like, I haven't heard it until now. That's so cool. Like, she's a bubbly young 20-something. So
yeah,
I'm really excited for her.
Absolutely beautiful horse called Ringwood Magister.
God, that horse. If you haven't seen it, Google her dressage test or find it, because that horse moved. I'm not kidding. I was sitting here. We were sitting here watching, doing the show, and the big screen came up, and that horse came on. And I mean, stop it.
Jennifer and I have a saying.
It.
That's one of the floaty ones.
Yeah,
he's one of the floaty ones.
He's
yeah,
a floaty
he's
one.
He's floaty for sure.
Very nice.
Ringwood is a neat horse, and she came in at 40.8, which means that, you know, with the dressage scores in eventing, lower is better. Okay, it's kind of with dressage, higher is better. So it's a little confusing that way, but you want a lower score here. And usually you'll at a big event, four-star event, you'll see scores in the 30s. The low here was 40.8, and we didn't see any 30s yesterday.
30s at Rolex, especially with that test, are going to be hard. You got to think of it, though, as you talk about the reverse scoring, that they consider these penalties. So if you had a perfect dressage test, you would have a zero.
Right.
As opposed to you want to get the highest score in regular dressage show. So you definitely the 30s is really tough to come by. I think Kim Severson did it a couple years ago and won the whole thing. So she's got some gifted dressage too. But think of it as penalty points. Hey,
well,
guys, I'm so excited
hold on one
guest.
Second. We'll get
you
to
go.
That. We
okay.
have to finish up our rankings
ahead.
Here.
I'm excited.
I know
I
you're excited.
It.
I can see it. who was in second and very interesting was a Brit, Mary King. who is well known and one of the, again, one of the legends in eventing.
Yeah.
But not only is she in second, she's also got a second horse. She's currently in second and fourth.
Yeah.
Allison Springer's currently sitting in third place. And to round out the top ten, we have Will Coleman. We have James Alston. We have Kim Severson. Sinead Halpin, Boyd Martin's in ninth, and Clayton Fredericks is right behind Boyd. By the way, Clayton's probably up there for Hottest Guy Award at the end of this year. So
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't notice anything at all.
So, and, you know, they did meet yesterday with the officials here at Rolex and only made that one slight course change. Some in the high areas, when we walked the course yesterday, Jamie and I took a walk with Peter Atkins, who is from Run, Henny, Run fame.
Run, Henny, Run.
Run, Henny, Run. And he was fun. We'll have to talk about that later in the show. But the course seemed pretty good in the higher areas. The turf was solid, and then in the lower areas it's mushy.
I bought these great rubber boots to walk around in,
and
I forgot them. And so I had tennis shoes on, and my poor little feet were cold and wet the rest of the day because it is muddy in some spots. And it's where you don't even see it coming up, and then you step down on the beautiful blue grass here, and you just squish on in. So hopefully a lot of it is dried out, and it's going to be a nice safe ride today.
Well, let's let you take it away from here because Jamie gets girly and squishy. So here we go.
Okay, tell us your names.
And you have to be about 2 inches from the mic.
I'm Sean Price.
Warren Finlinson. Sorry,
okay.
I'm battling a cold, so I'm kind of nasal a little bit.
That's all right. So Sean and Warren, you guys are famous now for something that you did, Warren. And oh my God, let me see the ring. Okay. Oh my God, it's gorgeous and it's huge. Nice job.
Thank you.
Sean and Warren got engaged, and they got engaged after dressage was done on Thursday, and we're talking like the coolest proposal. And you didn't know that paparazzi was surrounding you,
no,
taking pictures on eventingnation.com.
No. Well, I had one photographer come, but then I had no idea that everybody else was still hanging around. So that was
Walk us through what you did, and if you want.
Well, I was trying to figure out a way to, like, coax her to actually go in the arena. And so I actually made a fake.
Now, let's set it up a little bit. This was after dressage day here at Rolex.
Yeah.
And the arena had pretty much emptied out, right?
Yeah well, that was the goal because neither of us are a big fan of crowds. So I figured doing it, like, in the middle of everything probably wouldn't be a very good idea.
Oh, no, you got arrested, too, probably. That little problem.
Well, actually, I beforehand, I emailed Christina Gray,
did ask permission? Good for you.
So, no, because I think I probably would have been run out of the arena if she didn't know about it earlier. So, no, she was very helpful, so I'd like to thank her for sure. But,
so you convinced her to go into the arena. What were you thinking at this point?
He was saying, we get to go down to the ring at 4 and just walk around the ring. I was like, I'd rather go shopping. we've been in the ring before.
It was not very easy to do. She was kind of nervous about
it. Are you difficult? Yeah. And he's marrying you anyway.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of a way to get her in there, and so I thought it'd be a good idea to just, I guess, make a fake email saying we'd won a promotion and got to go in the arena at the end of it.
Oh, good for
you. You planned this thing.
I tried, so, and she didn't believe me.
Well, when we got down there, we were the only ones who'd won the promotion.
Yeah. So there was nobody else around, so I was like, well, this isn't going to work out very well.
Yeah.
And so she was trying to convince me to go ask somebody if we, you know, if this is real. I was like, well, no, it's not real, so obviously I can't do that. And so basically, once I got her close enough, I just kind of drug her in there anyway, just because she was being a little hesitant.
Now, you took her into the middle of this huge Rolex arena here at the Kentucky Horse Park, and then you did the old traditional thing. You were pretty good about all this.
What did he do? Tell it in your perspective.
You have to tell it. Now, what happened when you walked in?
As a woman, we forget a lot of stuff. Like, we're like, did that just happen?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So what in your perspective happened?
Well, he basically grabbed my hand and drug me into the ring, and so I'm like, okay, can we leave yet? Can we go now? It's kind of intimidating being down in that ring all by yourself.
Yeah.
And I don't really remember what happened.
See, I told you.
Yeah, no, yesterday she was like, so what exactly did you say again?
I was like,
you don't remember at all?
Yeah.
So you got in your knee.
Yeah. Aww. And just basically went through the whole.
You proposed.
Yeah.
Did you have it written out or?
No. And I'd thought about it before and everything I thought I was going to say. I was so nervous.
Now, were you pretty confident? How long have you guys been dating?
6 and a half years.
Oh, well, then you were pretty confident she was going to say yes. God, you waited long enough.
Yeah, no, that was about the only thing I was at least fairly sure of. That was going to work out okay. So.
Now, and what you didn't know is that John was from Eventing Nation, was still sitting in the stands with his camera, and when he saw this happening, he took the pictures. And now tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people know that you guys were out there doing that. He didn't know your name, so he didn't publish that.
Yeah.
Now, we happened to find you through Reese Coffler Stanfield. Do you take lessons with her?
I have in the past. Right now, not so much, but I hope to soon again.
Well, she was like, she was like, I know them, and it's like, get them on the show. We have to get them in here. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, when you got the ring, did it all come together then? Was it like,
Yeah. Well, he had shown me the first email, and I said, there's another piece of paper in your pocket. What is that? And it was the email from him coordinating with Christina Gray. And
bet she is nosy. You're going to have to watch her.
Yeah. 6 and a half years, she understands, like, what is different about his behavior. So I want to ask, why was Rolex such a special place to do it?
Well, when we started dating, I guess she brought me to Rolex. It was one of the first events she took me to. And so I figured this would be a good place. I mean, we do a lot. We've gone all over the place, gone to Canada and stuff like that. And so,
are either one of you eventers?
She is, yeah.
Oh, you are an eventer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what level?
Well, I've done, with my old horse, Jack, we've done a few 2-stars, but he's semi-retired, so we're doing a little training in prelim with him now, so.
And you are not from Lexington. You're from outside of Lexington.
No. Well, I'm from Louisville.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I go to school in Lexington.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
What, Gabe? What,
her accent's
from the
north? Too thick for Lexington.
I've heard since I went to come to Lexington for school that I've gotten a worse accent.
Yeah, people keep telling us that. I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
I don't think I sound.
Yeah. I haven't kicked into that accent either.
No.
Well, but I could. My daddy'd be proud. Yeah.
This is so cool. Is there a wedding date, or are you thinking of the time?
Stop. Don't answer that.
Oh.
Because, my God, the second you get engaged, people go, when is it going to happen?
Yeah.
I was avoiding that. It's like when you get married, when are you going to have a baby?
Oh, yeah.
It's constant questions. Did you pick out your dress? You've got a long road ahead of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You've got a long road ahead of you, and it's just constant questions from here on out, which you've probably been getting. When are you going to propose? Are you married yet?
Yeah.
Well, after 6 and a half years, I can understand why you were getting that question.
Well, the funny thing is, right before we went down to the ring, we actually ran into Reese, and she goes, are you guys married yet?
I know, she told us that. That was so funny.
Yeah. I was like,
and then we saw her right after, and I go, oh, by the way.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, you've got a lot of plans, and obviously you called your mom
and parents
immediately.
Yeah.
And then showed them Eventing Nation with your pictures on there.
Yeah, they were pretty excited about that.
Well, that's great. We're super excited for you guys.
Thank you.
Us up to date on what's going on, and we'll be expecting our invitation.
We'll be there.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it. Thanks for joining us this morning, and enjoy cross country.
Yeah, we're excited.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
You know, the only other cool horsey proposal happened to one of my best friends in the world, and it's not going into the middle of the show jump arena and dressage arenas and Rolex, but very cool too. A great way, horsemen, horse husbands, if you're listening, or horse boyfriends, pay attention, make it horse related, because this guy, my friend Colleen's husband Rhett, she was running her first training level event ever, and she was running around on her horse, and at the finish line, he had everybody holding up a different piece of poster board, and as she crossed the finish line, the first thing she sees is Will, and she goes down a little further, you, marry me, and then there's Rhett at the end of the finish line with his ring in hand. And, of course, the first thing I think of is, dude, good thing you finished. I was like, what if you got eliminated? That would have sucked. He's like, I didn't want to think about that.
Some other guy comes across next.
Exactly. You just proposed to, you know, Clayton Frederick across the finish line.
We're going to have to do a real quick commercial here, and then we have our next guest showing up. Omega Alpha Pharmaceuticals creates only natural health products. Their scientists, guided by Dr. Gordon Chang, formulate a wide variety of mainly herbal health products to address many equine health problems. Saw Dr. Gordon Chang here the other day, and actually you can speak a little bit about that. He was in your booth. I saw him over there.
He is in my booth, yeah.
All right, we have John Nunn here from Bitter Britain, who's here to talk about another very special thing that happened yesterday that we want to chat a little bit about. But, you know, Omega Alpha brings consumers the perfect marriage of nature and science. Look for their products at retailers nationwide and visit their website at omegaalpha.ca. One of the cool things about their products, John, is they're all natural. There's nothing in there that's...
Yeah, absolutely. It's an all-natural product, and the great thing about the product really is that they work.
Right.
So that's really what counts, you know, at the end of the day.
Right.
Because I know I put my horse on Biotic 8 and saw huge results. So
right.
Have you put any of your horses on their products?
I haven't, and only for the fact that
his horse is perfect and he doesn't need anything?
You know, absolutely. Someone like myself, actually. Yeah, no.
The right answer.
Actually, I need more gastric aid than I need anything. Yeah.
The gastric effect.
Yeah.
Just put 60 cc's in a syringe, jam it down your throat before you go out and compete.
No, only dressage. That's my only concern.
Yeah.
Cross country, I'm fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we thank Dr. Gordon Chang and everybody, Patty and everybody from Omega Alpha for continuing to sponsor the craziness that we call Horses in the Morning.
They're such big eventing supporters.
Yes, they are.
They're really great.
They're here doing their thing. You are listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek for Jamie Jennings. Jennifer H. is over there producing and posting on Facebook, so please do follow us on Facebook as well. It's really strange to be here on a Saturday, but it's also a lot of fun to be sitting across from Jamie.
Getting overtime for this. You better
pay
me overtime.
I know. John, you're here because you had something really that only happens every once in a long time, and I haven't heard about this yet, what happened yesterday. So tell us what went down.
Well, I got an email a couple weeks ago. I'm John Nunn, the owner of Bit of Britain, and I got an email a couple weeks ago, and it actually came into my spam, and it was from the Make-A-Wish Foundation asking me if I would want to be a part of it. Well, you know, we get those kind of things every day thinking that, you know, it's spam or whatever, and I happened to actually kind of look at it momentarily, and I saw the name Three Chimneys Farms on it. So... Then I was like, oh, well, this is pretty legitimate. I mean, so I got lucky to find it, actually. And a gal at Three Chimneys, who Jen, who is their...
Well, we had on the show not too long ago.
Did you have Jen on?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
the PR person over
there. The PR organizer there. And she asked, so I gave her a call, and she said that she had a young lady that is... that has gone through cancer and is just now conquering it. And her advice from her doctors is to actually get back and ride because it was a lower leg thing. It was a cyst on her lower leg. That's where it started, and then throughout her surgeries. And she needs to get strength back. And their advice it was not to walk or run, but actually to ride because she was a horse person to begin with. And unfortunately, you know, she was unable to continue to ride. So they went in. They said one of her wishes was to be able to get some sort of, you know, to get new equipment and such. So they came to me, and I offered them a $500 gift certificate to Hannah, and Hannah Hicks, and it was wonderful.
So she came in yesterday. She didn't know about this, though, did she?
She didn't, and it was really obviously a real big surprise. Very humble girl, really, really nice, and her folks were super. She got her wish. She went around and
did she shop?
She shopped till she dropped.
Did she spend every dime?
She did. Yeah, she spent every dime, and she did a great job. And the funny thing was, last night I was out with Jim Chiappetta, who the owner of Flair Nasal Strips,
yep,
who's
yep.
one of the sponsors here at Rolex. Also, we went to a restaurant. They were sitting out front waiting to go in, and then we all had dinner together.
Oh, really?
Now, I would not have known these people, you know, prior, and, you know, they would have been just other people sitting at the front door waiting like we were, and it was really nice because then we really got to know each other a lot better.
And she's getting through the cancer, is that...
She is. She's getting through the cancer. She's had many surgeries, and everything looks quite well.
Now, was she an eventer before, John?
You know, I actually don't know that.
But
yeah.
She rode. She
yes,
was a rider.
Yeah, she is a rider.
And from local here?
They are from... Cleveland.
Oh, so
they're from Cleveland.
Local.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so lovely people, and she was very, very nice. I mean, it was really nice to have a nice young lady who, you know, and I really love the fact that people that, you know, like her, she's a honor student and, you know, is looking towards college. She's a junior right now. She's looking towards college and, you know, she's talking about the University of Kentucky. So,
yeah.
You know, it's nice to have those kind of people get that wish. It really is.
Yeah.
It's super.
Well, and, you know, I got to thank you for, first of all, your continued support in eventing. You sponsor everything. You give prizes. You're just such a huge part of the community, and Nunfinder products are, you know, everybody has Bit of Britain Nunfinder products that they're using every single day, and I just appreciate you giving back to the community, to the riders, to the sport, and constantly being a patron, and we do appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. The funny thing is, I had a 5-year plan, and this is 20 years later. I'm still sponsoring.
I worked for Bit of Britain for 5 years. We've said that on the air many times. And John's been retiring for the last 10 years, pretty much.
Well, no, that was going to be retirement after the WEG, and I don't know. The WEG came and went, and I'm still back at it.
Still
so
here.
Come to Rolex, and then you know, then there's the Pan Ams.
There's always another Rolex. See, that's the problem.
Rolex.
There's always
they
another
come
Rolex
around every year, and he wants to be here every year.
It's a little bit like when I trained racehorses, and the old saying is, if you got a good 2-year-old in the barn, you never retire. So same thing, you know.
And constantly do well. That's great, and I'm glad you shared that story with us.
Yeah, yeah, you're welcome.
And I'm
that.
Sure Hannah will be out watching cross country today.
She will, yeah.
She'll be out doing her thing in her new
attire.
Clothing and attire and boots and stuff.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, John. We
appreciate
you're
welcome.
You joining
good.
Us, and good luck today. I know this is a big day for you, too.
Yeah, very good. I appreciate
sell
it.
Sell some stuff.
Okay.
All
good,
right.
Good to be here.
In the tent, yeah. I spent $500 a Bit of Britain with no coupon. It's easy to do. Not 500, honey. I swear it wasn't that much. If my husband's listening, I don't know. Cash. I said cash.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here for a commercial from Equifit. We appreciate them joining us. And then we're going to come back and tell you a little bit about Jamie and I's day yesterday. We had some fun yesterday out and about. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, and then we have a couple of more guests coming up, and then we're going to be heading out to the cross-country course to watch them ride around today. So we'll be right back.
Equifit processes a genuine commitment to horses and riders, which drives them to seek new and better ways to help them perform, recover, be comfortable, and succeed at all levels. Equifit continues to raise expectations by pairing innovative designs with highly advanced materials. The Equifit R&D team is always on the lookout for ways to deliver the most competitive and sound solutions. From their superior horse boots to pressure-free half pads to the remarkable line of Ag Silver products, Equifit has raised the bar for horse products that produce results. And Emma Ford, the head groom for Philip Dutton, is one that uses a lot of these products. Emma, I know that you're very familiar, of course, with the Ag Silver T-Foam standing wraps.
Yes, Chris, we've been using them, especially for the run-up to Rolex. Phillips horses, are obviously, they get regularly wrapped just to maintain good leg tightness. And I found with these particular standing wraps, the horses definitely, it seems to reduce his like wind puff, especially on my older horse, it seems to tighten up his legs if they're used on a daily basis. And the problem with wrapping horses on a daily basis, you can get chaffing, or because of some heat build up, they might produce some fungus. And I just find with these wraps that doesn't happen.
And of course, these can reduce inflammation as well as improve the circulation of a horse that's standing around in the barn all day.
Yes, I think the material is very breathable, and I actually use it with the other Equifit product. They have a line of silver products, particularly the talc, to help reduce any moisture, which just prevents the ideal breeding background for fungal antibacterial. So by adding the talc to it, and the breathability of the wrap, then it reduces any moisture buildup, and therefore you have less fungal buildup on the legs. And hopefully, by the time we get to Rolex, we'll have great looking legs.
No, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Emma. And of course, you can find out more about Equifit's products at their website, equifit.net.
All right, we're back here at live at Rolex on a Saturday, Cross Country Day, the day everybody looks forward to in the eventing community. And riders, too. Riders love cross country. And
yeah, that's why we do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm out there riding, but we love cross country. All eventers do. And we are joined with another guest. Holly is an amateur blogger today, coming over from Eco Gold. So, good morning.
Hi.
You're going to have to talk more than that. I know you're a writer and a photographer, too. So what have you been doing here? We've had somebody from Eco Gold come over every day to talk to us about this experience that you guys have been given by Eco Gold to go out. Did you get to do any interviews yesterday?
Yes, we did. We had a great time on the cross-country course with Sinead Halpin, who gave us
a sweetheart, isn't she?
Awesome private course walk. And I'll have some photos posted. I also have some video, but in the whirlwind yesterday, I haven't quite got the video loaded yet, and I will soon.
Uh-huh.
But my girlfriend and I, Diane, from New Jersey, I'm from Delaware, and we are also both eventers, but at a much lower level than this.
Yeah.
So it was awesome to see the huge fences and also to listen to the very technical advice about how to ride the course from Allison Springer, Rebecca Howard, Lainey Ashker, Sinead, just listening to them.
Oh my God!
Talk.
You had an all star contingent there yesterday.
We did.
Didn't
we
you?
Were very fortunate.
And of course, Allison's going to be out first on course today at 10 o'clock coming up here, so she'll be out riding. I want to remind everybody that they can watch it. We didn't say this. They can watch the cross country at usefnetwork.com.
Now, know too that it doesn't say Rolex because I think they couldn't say Rolex. I think Jennifer said that it was listed
USDF
a little
Network,
bit different.
It read something.
It says
national championships. Yeah. So when people were looking around, they're like, we can't find Rolex anywhere because it's not actually, it's the championships.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Whatever they want to call it. So, well, that's cool. So where can people go and look at your blog?
The Eco Gold blog is at ecogoldblogspot.com or .ca, C-A for Canada.
C-A, yeah.
And we'll be posting stuff there as well as the Eco Gold Facebook. So not the way I'm set up, I do it at night, so check later on this evening, but a lot of the other bloggers will be posting during the day and Facebooking during the day, and it's just wonderful what Patricia has done this time.
Yeah. She stepped it up for sure.
Yeah.
And involved
us. And they're really good at the new media. So tell us, before you run out here, because I know you're going to want to run out and watch cross country, where are you going to go? Where are you stationing yourself? Are you a mobile rover?
Diane and I both are veteran horse trial watchers and horse trial competitors, and we walk a lot of courses, training level and novice, of course. So what we intend to do is pretty much go wherever we feel like going. We have no real big plan. We want to stay pretty much in the front part of the course during the morning, maybe head out to the hollow later on in the afternoon, and then come back for the afternoon. We'll be back in the trade fair during lunch break to look at
yep.
a few things and shop. And
nobody shops here. What are you talking about?
And there's great food here, and I'm looking forward to some of the jerk chicken because I love that stuff. And we will just basically be roving, I think, wherever we think we need to be. I'd like to get some shots at some of the early fences and the water jump, and we'll try to make it over to Head of the Lake. It's usually really crowded there.
You know where the best place to watch is Head of the Lake now?
Where?
In the stands, in the Rolex Arena, go up to the
top,
and you're looking
top.
Down. It's mm-hmm. so cool. It's a great view from up there.
Yeah, it really
oh, good.
Is.
Yeah,
that's the
good
best
tip.
Place, actually,
don't
at the very top of the stands.
Don't tell anybody that. I go there.
Yeah, we do, too. We watch Weg from there at the top of the stands.
Did you?
It was a great view.
Yeah.
Well, good luck today. Have fun. And enjoy yourself.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right.
So we need to catch you, everybody, up to date a little bit on the Rainers, too, because
yeah.
I know that we've had, last night was a huge night for raining, and then also tonight is going to be the big time raining night as far as that goes with the freestyle. Now, all you've told me is that it is hooting and hollering and exciting, and, you know, after a day full of cross country, it'll be nice to walk in and sit down.
Yeah.
So I'll hoot from my seat because
yeah.
my dogs will be barking.
Well, you'll like, they crank up the music really loud, and it's just a good time. It is
yeah.
a lot of fun. Well, Sean Flaherty, the man of the year, $4 million Rainer, actually came and won another $600,000 last
Stop
night.
Stop it. Are you serious? He was the winner?
Yeah.
And
he
last
rode,
weekend?
He rode Little Commander with a top score of 226.5. Craig Schmerzel, who did very well at the World Equestrian Games, but he always seems to come in second.
Always the bride.
Yes, that's right.
Never the
True.
Bride.
Claimed second on Little Miss Attitude. I love that name, Little Miss Attitude, with the 225 and third. And he also got third, so he took some prize money in both, on Mr. Montana Nick. And then our friend who was here yesterday on the show, Tom McCutcheon, earned fourth and on Chick Olina Starbuck.
Okay, tell me about Lyle.
Lyle placed 20th out of about 20.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, so, well, let me read the quote here. A highlight of the evening was watching singer Lyle Lovett perform his pattern on his horse, Smart and Shiny. Said Lyle Lovett after finishing 20th, I think I need a bigger handicap. And then he went on to say, or they asked him, when asked if he thought he might consider to being a candidate for the 2014 World Championship team at the World Equestrian Games in France, Lovett quipped, after the way I rode tonight, I am the only one who's considering me. Lyle has to form his own country, I think, to get into that.
That's great. At least he has a good attitude about it because, you know, he could have been mad. He could have, whatever, he's funny. I mean, it's a cool sport, and he's out there competing with, like, the big dogs.
Yes.
I mean, these are guys that ride 20 horses a day. They don't
Did you hear Tom say yesterday that he has, what, 70 horses in his barn? Who has 60 horses that they ride actively in training to compete?
That's the thing, is lots of people have 60 horses, and they're called broodmare barns.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's where everybody is. So, yeah, that's really, you know, Lyle, don't be too hard on yourself. Here, come on down and talk to Glenn about it. He really wants to talk to you.
And then we do have good news, too, from the team competition. You know, we had Mandy McCutcheon, or Mandy McQuay, who is Tom's wife, who was here yesterday also, and she won the team competition with the Clark Oil team of her dad, Tim McQuay, and then Mandy McQuay and Sam Smith took prizes for first place with a score of 662 for the Clark Oil team. So they won the team competition last night, too. So that was their... That was the team competition there last night.
Cool.
So that was fun, apparently, tonight's freestyle. And also we have some of the eventers trying their hand at reigning.
And I keep trying to find the complete list, but I think it might be, you know, kind of an ever-changing thing. I know Gina Miles said she was going to ride. I believe Karen and David are going to hop
O'Connor,
on.
O'Connor, yeah.
I read about them. So do you know anybody else?
No, I don't know the complete list, so we'll see tonight who's out there. We're going to head right over after we're done with the Eventing Radio Show at 4 o'clock this evening. The Eventing Radio Show will be happening as well. You know, one of the things happening here tomorrow for everybody that's going to be here on Sunday, I was asked to announce that AIM, the Affiliated International Ministries, who sponsored all of the buses that took people from the parking lots into the World Equestrian Games last year, you know, they didn't have buses that were going to run taking people the mile and a half from the parking lots to the games. And AIM stepped up, the Affiliated International Ministry stepped up and actually got church buses from around the state to come in. And they volunteered and they ran buses 20 hours a day, all day, every day for the 16 days. So they have Pat Day, the Hall of Fame jockey, is going to speak at their worship service, the official worship service here tomorrow at Sunday.
Pat Day, he's an easygoer.
At 7:30 a.m. And everybody's welcome to join. It's a non-denominational worship service at the pavilion between the Stoneley and Claiborne rings, which is right near where they're going to be doing the jog tomorrow morning. Yeah. So you can go right from the worship service. They said it'll be over in time for the jog at 8:30.
Oh, that's cool. And Pat Day is like, I mean,
he's cool, and he's
stuff.
A great speaker. He's a really good
really?
Speaker. Yes,
cool.
He is. And you want to introduce our next guest?
Well, we are kind of best friends now after spending so much time together yesterday. He's like, who are you? No, we got to do a course walk yesterday, and it was with Peter Adkins, of course, of Run Henny Run fame. See the hat? He's got the Run Henny
Run hat. Yeah, he's got the Run Henny Run hat.
I want to know where to find one of those. First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
You need to be about 2 inches there from
that. Sorry, is that better?
That's better.
So thank you so much for the course walk, and thank your sponsors.
My sponsors are Proactive Balance, Heartland Food Supply. They're doing probiotics for equine and for canine. I was one of their test cases, and I just love the product. The first probiotic that's really worked really well and quickly for me.
Did you eat the horse product or the canine product?
I was being... Okay, you got me.
I don't know. You said you had it.
Actually, I did eat some of the horse product, yeah. It didn't make me very fat, though.
Peter, we have to warn you, this is a morning show, so...
Yeah.
We're light and lively over here.
Not the Avenging Radio Show. She totally made fun of me last night, so I have to pick on Chris a little bit. But first of all, how is Henny?
Henny is great. He's fat and very happy.
And
very
he's
fat.
Recovering from his... surgery, everything's good?
Everything seems good at this stage. We won't know till we're back competing how good it really is. But
are you riding him at all yet?
Yes, I'm riding him lightly.
Okay, cool. I have to say, you know, it's the first time I had the opportunity to do a course walk with you yesterday, and it's the first time I had the opportunity to see you really, how your teaching style and how you teach. I absolutely love it. I love instructors and teachers who ask questions, who constantly ask questions and make you think. Instead of just telling you, they make you think about how the horse operates and how the horse works coming into multiple different situations. I love the way you teach.
Well, my theory is if I tell you something, you'll probably forget it tomorrow. If I let you solve the problem, then you remember it. And whenever you're riding a horse, the horse is never going exactly how you want it. So they're always giving you problems to solve. So I want my riders to be problem solvers, thinking, why is my horse doing this? What can I do so we can do the right thing?
I thought I was listening at points yesterday, and I hope you take this as a compliment because I mean it that way. I thought I was listening to Monty Roberts a little bit yesterday because he's a natural, you know, you talk a lot about letting the horse do what they do naturally. That's what I mean by that. And you don't always hear that when we're out on these course walks. I love that about the way you were teaching yesterday.
Yeah, a lot of riders seem to think they know a lot more than the horses. But in my mind, the horses jump to jump. So it's my job just to get them there in the correct gait at the correct speed, and they'll do their job. I'm always trying to figure out how to make it easy for my horse to do what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And then I try to figure out how I can make the horse think it's their idea to do what I want to do. And then it's really cool.
Yeah. Do you do that with people, too? I'd like to learn that technique from my co-host over here. I want him to learn to do what I want him to do, but it's my idea, but he's going to do it.
Well, you're a female. You've got a better chance than us guys.
You could do marriage counseling, too, with that, Peter.
Seriously. Marriage counseling for the women, yeah, definitely. I love that. Well, I loved your technique, too, because I find, and maybe this has been going on for a style that has been going on for some time, but my coach, one of my coaches in Phoenix, preaches the sit back and ride defensively and prepare yourself that way. Like, I loved what you said about hooking your spurs around the girth. It's like, if you hook your spurs around the girth, you won't fall off. You can't because your legs are wrapped around the girth. But I love that, the teaching method. If you're coming up to a big fence, you need to stay out of the way. You don't want to throw your body forward and push the horse down. Can you expand on that a little bit for our listeners who didn't see the course walk?
Well, I try to teach everyone, like, imagine you're standing in the middle of a teeter-totter. You've got 2, 3, or 4-year-olds, one on either end, going up and down. If you affect your weight either way, you'll affect that one person. That one kid can't get off the ground. And it's the same with the horse. I just try to stand up above the center of balance and let my horse come up in front of me and jump away from me on the far side. Mm-hmm. So I'm just above the center of balance. As soon as I move my body around with the leverage, because we're so high above the center of balance, we affect them greatly.
Yeah.
And if we go forward, we really put a lot of pressure on the front end coming up. And if we're forward on landing, we multiply our weight so much more on landing on those front legs. And it's the front legs that break down.
Yeah.
So I want to keep as much weight as possible off the front legs.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing clinics anywhere? Where can people go and ride with you?
I'm doing a couple in Indiana, but they're both booked out already. I'm doing one in Pennsylvania in Erie, and that's booked out as well. But I am looking for more clinics.
Yeah. I have a question for you. This is sort of on a marketing side, because you understand marketing, Run Henny Run. You know, when we followed you right up for the 2 years before the World Equestrian Games and started picking up us in Eventing Nation and really, you know, following the Run Henny Run, have you found that really has propelled your name and has gotten your name out there, that new media that you did?
It's really got Henny's name out there, that's for sure. A number of people have come up and said, how do you feel that your horse is more famous than you? And I'm like, that's really cool. It's like when I'm teaching someone.
You were riding that horse.
Yeah.
He didn't go around there by himself.
No, he didn't go around by himself. I was riding him, but...
But he wasn't yelling back, go, Peter, go!
No, his ears were flicking back saying, am I doing good? Am I doing good?
Oh, his ears are so expressive in those videos. It's amazing. You don't realize that, and you probably, riders probably don't notice it all the time because they're paying attention to what they're doing, but when you watch the videos and see the ears listening.
Yeah, he loves his job. He really loves his job.
Yeah, well, I hope everything works out with all the BS that you've had to go through with him.
Yeah,
and
so do I.
Yeah, it would be a sad day. Yeah, like we were talking yesterday, you're like, I don't think anybody will buy him from me because, you know, we'll come after him. We will go after anybody who tries to take that horse.
I think the masses will stand up and fight if needed.
Well, yeah. I know the entire eventing community wants to see another Run Henny Run video, that's for sure.
Hopefully I'll do one here in Fair Hill and then here again next year.
Now, you have other horses in work right now?
Yeah, I have some up the prelim. Had an intermediate horse, but he's a little big for this game, and we're turning him into a show jumper. And I've got one other advanced horse that I can't really afford to run because of the whole situation, afford time-wise or money-wise.
Yeah.
So he's sitting in the paddock at home.
Oh,
well,
wow.
We wish you the best of luck with Henny. We're hoping that we see another one of those videos and we can get you on the air after to talk about it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
You so
and
much.
Thank you for yesterday. It was fun.
Okay, thanks.
It's great.
That's Peter Adkins from Run Henny Run fame. And the website, Peter, is runhennyrun.com?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And I'm here at Rolex at Booth 67.
Booth 67 in the trade fair area.
That's correct.
All right. Thank you, Peter. If you want to meet Peter, you can stop by there to meet him over at booth number 67. And we're going to go right now. We're waiting for our next guest to arrive here. And Jamie and I are going to tell you a little bit more about our adventures yesterday right after this.
All right. Well, did you push a button or something?
No, you can go ahead and do Pocket Stable.
Yeah, because it's right here on my iPhone, and Pocket Stable is a great app. I mean, it's an app to keep all your horse stuff organized. You know, if you want to, say your horse gets their spring vaccines, and then by the fall you've forgotten which ones did I give, and then you have to call the vet clinic, and they have to tell you which ones they were. You just have it in your iPhone. It has a list of all the different vaccines. You just write the date down, the date happens, the farrier visits. You know, how many times you've gone, gosh, is it 5 weeks or 6 weeks? Where am I right now? Look at your horse. Like, does he need to be done? Can I wait a week? You know, timing that out. It's great because you put the date in there, and it tracks everything for you, tracks their weight. You can get reminders of the vaccinations, the wormings, the farrier visits. And you can find Pocket Stable in the App Store or on your iPhone. Just check them out at pocketstable.com or just search for that in your little settings thing in your little App Store on your phone.
And I want to encourage everybody to go to our Facebook page at some point today because I posted two videos up there, part one and part two, of Jamie Jennings going off-road. I convinced Jamie to sit in one of the Land Rovers and do the Land Rover off-road experience. And she did. She was a real trooper. I sat in the back seat and filmed it all. So you can go watch the videos of Jamie driving around, screaming, you know, going up and down in the teeter-totter and everything. You didn't scream too bad, actually.
I didn't scream, but I had no idea that cars had brains.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you actually get in this car, and you go to the very tippy top of this hill. I've kind of always walked by those Land Rover displays and thought, those are pretty cars. I had no idea how intelligent they were because I've never owned anything like that ever. So you get in it, and you go to the very tippy top of this hill, and your first inclination going down the hill and around is to hit the brakes. You don't hit the brakes. You twist this little knob and you set it for this setting, and the car actually brakes for you. You just sit there. The guy did tell me, he's like, thank God you didn't take your hands off the wheel. Most people take their hands off the wheel because they're like, I'm not driving.
I know. So, the car pretty much drives itself.
It was so cool.
It knows the terrain. It knows. It's just amazing stuff.
It was like a floaty car. I mean, I went through water up past the wheels, and it was a really cool experience. But the teeter-totter thing, of course, you give me a challenge. I'm competitive enough to... You're supposed to ride up this teeter-totter, and he's like, one girl today made it, you know, balanced, where you drive the car up halfway up the teeter-totter and actually sits flat. So that was a challenge. But he's like, go half an inch more. And I kind of balanced it for a second, but then, bam, it slammed down. But a really fun experience to drive the Land Rover. So if you are out here or you see one of those, definitely do it, and then you get a free hat.
It's free to do. It was fun. It was fun, and you can see the video of Jamie doing that on our Facebook page at Horses
and
in the Morning.
Making fun of me the whole time in the back seat because I just, well, you scoot the seat up a little bit more. Jeez, I'm sorry, I have short legs.
You didn't see the video I posted today, did you, and what I wrote?
Oh, no.
No,
you're
not going to want to look at that. I think I can just block that from your view.
I'm going to go check that out right now, my friend. I'm sitting right next to you. I can hit you now.
We have, one of the cool things about broadcasting live in an event like this is the people that wander by and sit down at your table.
That's right.
We have Chris Duggan here from Equestrian Collections. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. Now, you need to be 2 inches from the mic there. So you're here with the Riders for Helmets campaign.
Yeah, we sponsor Riders for Helmets, which Lindsay White started about a year ago right now. It's just amazing. We're seeing riders in the ring now wearing helmets.
I was amazed at the number we saw this year. There were probably 10 to 20 that were wearing helmets this year.
No.
Yeah.
How many was it? In the dressage that we're wearing them,
I think it was
50%.
Like, oh, really? Was it
well,
that
I
many?
Guess 20 out of 40.
Yeah, that's right. That's
my math is a little slow. This morning I need some coffee, yeah.
Yeah, apparently at badminton, not so much. But here, we've been really just not just surprised. We're hooting and hooping whenever we see them on the big screen. So I think it's really good. Also, we're finding people are walking past, and they know about the campaign, so they're looking. They're coming over, telling their stories about close misses when they weren't wearing helmets,
mm-hmm.
and how they've gone back to wearing helmets, buying helmets for the first time, approved helmets. So, I just think it's
wonderful.
Well, how
cool is that? I mean, hearing the stories, and I know that's one of the things Lindsay said that she absolutely loves is that she's getting all these neat stories of people who've been saved by helmets.
Exactly. We've got $6,500 worth of helmets that have been given by the major manufacturers.
Yeah, talk about the contest. I love
Hold on one
contest.
Second. Before you talk about the contest, I have to say that the first rider is on course now, and that is Allison Springer on her beautiful horse, Arthur,
Woo-hoo.
Is on the cross-country course. And you know what? I get goosebumps every time the first rider goes out cross-country at Rolex. I do. I have goosebumps right now.
I do.
And there's Arthur. We're watching a TV set from our location here. One of the nice things about watching the TV sets is you get to see all the jumps. They have all the cameras.
I know. So you're lucky. We can't quite see it.
So Arthur is now making his way probably to jump number 3 or 4. That's the little bit of the water jump that he's doing right now at the beginning of the course.
I'm saying, is that supposed to be a water jump?
I was say, how is it out there? Is it?
Well, it's not too bad, actually.
After the tornado warnings and the tornado.
It's actually not too bad, and it looks like he's
wonderful.
Just hooking right along.
Yep.
No problem at all.
Yep, yep.
What a beautiful horse that is. All right, sorry, Chris. I just
That's
got distracted
all right.
by a horse.
No, I don't mind that.
It is a horse
it's
show.
What we do.
That's great.
What were you asking? I'm sorry.
I have no. Oh, the contest. So
yes.
You guys are giving some stuff away.
Yes.
Talk about that.
At the exclusive to Rolex. If you're at Rolex. You can come sign up and win an iPad 2.
I didn't sign up yet, darn it.
Go, you have to go for it.
I need one.
if you're not at Rolex, you can actually sign up online on Riders for Helmets, and we have $6,500 worth of helmets that the manufacturers have given to us.
Every brand,
including two of the exclusive new limited edition of Charles Owen.
Oh,
We have that. So
love Charles Owen. Oh,
yes.
Glenn is ADD is kicked in. The horse is going over skinny.
Sorry, I was just was really having to pull that horse back before the last jump.
It's a little fresh.
It's easy to get distracted.
I know, when you
look at the big screen, it's like
oh, we're doing a live radio show. Oh, that thing.
Focus, Glenn. Yeah.
Sorry,
Focus.
Sorry, Chris.
That's all right.
And of course, Chris, I have to say, you've been a sponsor probably longer than anyone, I think.
I believe so.
I think I called Chris because we've known each other for years. And I called Chris.
He usually says years and years and years.
It is, yeah.
I've gotten back
now,
to just years.
Yeah, how old do you think I am?
I just had my birthday, so I'm not using years and years anymore. But yeah, we've been since the middle 90s, actually. And I called Chris and I said, I'm doing this wacky little thing. Helene and I have this little show we're doing.
Right.
We have no listeners, but we'd like you to sponsor it anyway. And then she did, and now we have like.
I'm such a sucker.
I know.
We've got no one listening.
But I said,
hey, Chris, I've got a business proposal for area.
But I promised her that we would have listeners someday. Look what's happened.
I know. It's
so
wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We actually have three now. So it's good.
And they're all sitting right here.
Yes.
And my mother.
So we've come a long way, and we're glad that you've stayed with us all this time. And you've grown in that period of time, too.
Yes. So you're talking about my business, I assume.
Yes.
I don't know. With the years thing he's throwing out there, he might be talking about your weight. Good Lord, you're in trouble.
Yeah, Equestrian Collections has definitely grown.
Okay, I'm leaving. You can finish the show.
Yeah. Chris and I are going to take over now. By the way.
Getting into deep water.
Yeah, and hello, I could reach the pedals. Thank you very much. Jeez, I just looked at this thing. Did Jamie even reach the pedals? Watch and see. Yes, I did. I just talked about driving it. You're a jerk. But no, it's a lot of fun, and we really appreciate you being a sponsor. It's a great website. Everybody, please, if you need horse stuff, you want some beautiful stuff, go to equestriancollections.com.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we have all the top manufacturers, including Ariat, who's sponsoring this show.
They have over 300 suppliers. 300.
Yes, 300, and we actually feature every single product that they do. So the American rider really has tons of choices.
The Vallant boots.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, I got mine. They're awesome.
Yes.
They're like tennis shoes with boots on them.
Oh, did you get yours?
I did. Well, and then they were too big, so I'd send them back. So by the time I get home, the new ones will be there. Yeah. Believe it or not,
all over again.
It was too tall. It was actually a little bit too tall for my legs, so I had to go and get here. Nancy, let me give you this. Say hello.
And, Chris, I wanted to thank you, too, because you're a supporter of Horses in the Morning as well. You have our show on your homepage. Thank you so much for that. You're an affiliate.
We do.
People can listen while they shop.
That's what we say. Just listen while you shop. We've always thought, should we put music? You know how you go into a store and if it's quiet, nobody buys. And I've always said, yeah. But everyone says, no, don't put music. Don't put anything like that on your website. And I agree. So I thought, oh, this is really neat because they can listen to Glenn. And you guys?
Well, yeah, and we're a long way from musical.
We do play a song every day, but that's about it.
But we do have people doing it because when they call our customer service, we often ask, you know, where did you hear about us? It's amazing. I heard you on the radio. And I listen
awesome.
While I shop. And it's like, oh, yeah, this is wonderful.
Awesome.
Yeah, why not, right?
Well, we thank you so much for joining us today
and
being part of Riders for Helmets and EquestrianCollections.com. Everybody, go check it out. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and come sign up. It's just two more days. iPad 2. And $6,500 worth of helmets.
Yeah, that's the largest helmet giveaway ever in history.
I swear I didn't put my name in that little box.
Oh, you have to.
I did. I certainly did.
Thank you, Chris. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Who's on course right now?
Allison would be on course along with James Alliston riding Parker from Great Britain. He would be on course as well right now and would have just gone out on course. I'm watching the TV here. Seeing,
I checked out. I don't even. I'm not looking at that anymore. You know why?
Because we get distracted and won't.
No, because we have somebody standing behind us. It's kind of awesome.
Yes, I don't think you're going to get him down here.
He's down here. Yes, he is. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you to 2010 Hottest Horseman of the Year Awards Best Couple Winner. Charles, hello.
Charles from?
England.
From England, but he's, I said best couple winner. Charles from Lane's End Farm.
There you go. Charles from Lane's End Farm.
How's things?
Good. You need to be on 2 inches away, Charles.
Really
sorry, is that better?
That's better, yep.
So you're here. At, it's nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Good to see you both.
Yeah, it's good to meet you, Charles.
It's a beautiful
Are you
day,
an eventing fan? You come out and watch?
I'm out. I came to all the Grand Prix when they had the show jumping. They were great. My sister competed for the junior British team.
Oh, really?
So followed her. She went to Nacan in Ireland, did all the three-day tracks in England. So I grew up with it, but got frustrated with the dressage.
You
so.
Grew up in England, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, surprisingly. I love watching the cross country.
Okay, enough about
stupid.
That. How is she? How's she doing?
She's very good. Very good. Yeah. She'll be out in the paddock with her buddies this morning in the weather. So.
And
we got a notice this morning that there's that we're and of course we're talking about Vinyata. We got a notice this morning that it's going to be a 60 Minutes piece. Is it this week?
Yep. I'm not sure when it's broadcasting.
Oh, I
but,
think we were told Sunday.
Sunday,
so.
This Sunday?
Yeah, but I'm not sure.
You guys know far more than I do.
Somebody posted it. So
somebody
Barbara
posted
it.
It's coming up this Sunday, so I think they're advertising.
Yeah, they came out yesterday and videoed her in a paddock and in her stall, and her and Pirate Queen both enjoyed the publicity.
So it's just like an update to 60 Minutes of Cinema.
Yeah, they just want to follow her through, see how she's doing. You know, all the fans want to see what she's up to.
Now, does Lane's End have any of the offspring in the Kentucky Derby this year?
Yeah, we sold Dialed In. He's a mine shark.
Oh, Dialed In's yours?
Yep. I remember he was over at Fort Blackburn, which is where we have a lot of our yearlings. And even as a yearling, he was a super-looking horse. And the girl, Ray, who was prepping them at the time, she was like, come and look at this, come and look at this yearling, you know, this is something special. And even then he just had this attitude and this walk and look about him. He was really classy.
So is he your pick?
He is. There's another mine shaft near
him. He's his on-air pick.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I wouldn't write off Uncle Mo. If he's right and his guts are right, I still think he's got a big performance in him. Arch, I think the distance is a bit long for him. But Nero, I think he'd be a good outside bet for me.
You know which one we've been following and we've had the owners on several times is Mucho Macho Man.
You would know that because you listen to the show
all the time, right?
Yep.
And the ladies, No.
We love Patty, and she's been on several times. And just the name, we picked it up because of the name Mucho Macho Man. It's his full name. But
I want to talk more Zenyatta. How is she? Does she miss me? I love her so much.
She does. She said she asked when Jamie was coming around. Yep.
Yeah. I've only been trying, but apparently they don't let the public ever.
And
in
you're
Lane's
just public. You're not important enough.
I'm just the public. But someday.
You can go look at the Stallions. We have open house for the Stallions.
Yeah. But is it just too many people wanting to get here?
It'd just be impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so delicate.
You know, she is by far the most famous horse that's been around since Secretariat. I mean, that's just hands down. I don't care what anybody says. You know?
Yeah, no, she is. She's done wonders for racing. She's picked racing up in its lowest of lows, and she's carried it through the hard times. And now a couple of the meets that have just ended have recorded the handle being up there, on-track numbers being up. So hopefully, you know, we've hit rock bottom and we're going to come out of it better and stronger, having learnt lessons from why we ended up where we ended up. And we can do something about it now, and whatever that is, you know, whether we're trying to aim racing at a different audience or changing the way it is, catering to the public more rather than just the old school racing fanatics who go and bet. You know, we're now trying to get into universities and handicapping competitions for them, trying to attract more people onto the track, because that's what supports the industry, basically. If you've got no people wagering, then you've got no people supporting the business, and that's what's important.
Mm-hmm.
And you need... What racing really needs is the amateurs like us who go and don't know what they're doing and lose all their money. See, that's what racing really needs.
Yeah, I know.
Like Jamie.
Like me the other day.
Exactly. And I mean, Keeneland's just had a fantastic meet. I was out there and the weather wasn't great, but I went out there yesterday for the final Friday and the weather was beautiful. And for the small-time handicappers, it's great because you're getting horses that are winning at 50-1, 60-1. So they can back whichever horse they like. They don't have to study through the fine details in the form.
Which doesn't help anyway.
None
I'm
of those won on Thursday, I would like to say, because I bet every long shot, I always bet if there's a big 61, like $2, I'll make some cash. Nothing. Not one.
There was a horse in the last race yesterday. I think it was Don't Blame Teddy, and he went off at 70-1.
Oh, wow.
We've collected all our dollar bills, and we're like, right, we'll put a six across on him. Unfortunately, he ran true to form. And
it's like there's a reason that they're 70
but,
to 1
or
something.
What else are you going to do with those dollar bills? We thought we might as well support the industry.
Yeah. So just about the hottest horseman thing, did anything come up of that? Did your coworkers find out about it? Were you able to keep it a secret?
You see, Jamie, we've already spoken about this. So
I want you to tell.
You know the answer. There's two people in the office, Lexi and Thomas, and they love to play around and mess around with you and wind you up. And they put up a mock press release saying that Charles is now the face of Lane's End. And they were laughing when I walked in the office, and I had no idea why. And it was only when I checked my sort of paperwork place that I got this press release, and they thought it was hilarious.
I see. I just wanted them to tell it, because it would have been way not as funny if I told him. But imagine walking. That's
great.
You know, Zenyatta was getting all the press. We needed to highlight the guy who was taking care of Zenyatta.
No. She's the one that deserves the press. I've done nothing to deserve the press, apart from be the lucky person that, you know, gets to look after her.
Yeah.
Well, tell her we said hi, and someday we'll be able to go see her. Someday she'll be, because I didn't live here when she got paraded around at Keeneland. Nancy,
yeah.
My friend, was able to go and
see
her there.
Oh, that's okay, because it was so freaking cold that night.
it was freezing, and the plane was delayed, and she was delayed getting off the plane, and the fans had to wait another sort of hour and a half, 2 hours.
All
was
three
cold.
Of you guys have seen her.
It was
but
like
the numbers just grew.
10 degrees
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Windy
everybody
and
just
cold.
Stayed there, but it was. I think it was worthwhile just
yeah.
seeing everyone's faces
it
when
was.
She arrived and walked around and stopped talking to fans.
It was like a celebrity had arrived. It
yeah.
really was. Truly like a
yeah.
celebrity
just
moment.
Just a shame there's not that many people there when the sales are on some days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Charles, this has been a pleasure meeting you. I know you have somebody waiting up there for you to get out to cross country.
Yep, we're off to do a little bit of shopping and go and watch some horses. So it should be a great day.
No shopping today, right? You're not shopping at all today, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Somebody had a little bit too much of a good time last night at the Cancer Benefit concert at Keeneland, which was great.
Okay, well, you guys have a great time today. Enjoy. Say hi to Zenyatta for
we will
us.
Do, yep.
And good luck to your horses this year in the Derby there.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure being on.
All right, thank
Thanks.
You.
I want to end the show. I want to go watch cross country now.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, people, we're going to get out of here. We're going out to the cross country course. We'll be back again tomorrow at 9 a.m. on Horses in the Morning. And we'll be talking about what happened in Cross Country Day and looking forward to jumping tomorrow. Tomorrow's the final competition, and we'll have a winner of the new Rolex watch and $250,000 here tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be great.
So that'll be terrific. Jamie, it's been fun recording right next to you, and everybody can follow along. Our recorded version will be up here shortly. You can follow along on our Facebook page as well. That's it for today. Say goodbye to everybody, Jamie.
Goodbye, everybody. I'm heading out to the head of the lake. Yeah.